Good morning, children. Welcome to part 2 of the chapter, The Sound of Music. This chapter is, the heading of the chapter is The Shahnai of Bismillah Khan. The chapter is devoted to the Shahnai maestro, Ustad Bismillah Khan. First of all, children, open page number 21. There you will see the picture of some eminent musicians of India. For example, when we name flute, the name of Harishankar Chaurasia comes to our mind. When we name sitar, the name of Pandit Ravi Shankar comes to our mind. When we name tabla, the name of Zakir Hussain comes to our mind. Similarly, when we name Shahnai, the name of Ustad Bismillah Khan comes to our mind. Shahnai, how it got its name? Because it was played in the royal court for the first time by a Nai. Saha is a Hindi word, means the emperor, and Nai is a barber. That's why it was named Shahnai. So you will be surprised, children, to listen, to know that Shahnai was originally called Pungi. It was banned by Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb because it was producing a very unpleasant noise. So it is Ustad Bismillah Khan who only improved the tonal quality of Pungi. So what he did, he chose a natural pipe with a hollow stem and he made it broader. Number two, he made several holes in it and he played the instrument before the reality by closing and opening the holes. So it produced a beautiful noise and it was allowed in the royal court. Earlier, Shahnai was played on auspicious occasions like marriage and in the temples. But it entered into the classical stage of India by Ustad Bismillah Khan. Well, we will now discuss about the life and times of Ustad Bismillah Khan. Ustad Bismillah Khan was also an ordinary child like you. He played Gilli Danda on the banks of River Ganga. And he also was born in a family of celebrated musicians. So from childhood, Bismillah was fascinated watching his uncles practiced the Shahnai. He started accompanying his uncle Ali Box, and slowly he also got lessons in playing the instrument. So the flowing waters of Ganga inspired him and he put together various ragas of music which were considered that it cannot be played in Shahnai. He included them in Shahnai. So Ustad Bismillah Khan became mature in music and he went to the top of the world with his instrument Shahnai. So the Ustad Bismillah Khan first played in the All India Radio in Lucknow in 1938. So that was a big break in life. Afterwards, he never looked back and he often played Shahnai in radio. When India got independence on 15th August 1947, Ustad Bismillah Khan became the first Indian to greet the nation with his Shahnai. Film director Vijay Bhatt was so impressed by Ustad Bismillah Khan that he named a film after the instrument called Goonj Uthe Shahnai, which was a blockbuster. So Ustad Bismillah Khan got name and fame due to Shahnai. So Ustad Bismillah Khan is also regarded a renowned musician. So he was the first Indian to be invited to perform at the prestigious Lincoln Theatre Central Hall in the United States of America. He also won national awards like Padma Shri, the Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan. In 2001, he got the India's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. Despite travelling to many countries, he was exceedingly fond of Banaras and Dumaran, as they remained for him the most wonderful crowns towns of the world. He refused a position in America, saying that he cannot forget the Ganga water, and if he can bring Ganga to America, then only he will remain in America. So he was traveling abroad. Though he was traveling abroad extensively, he always longed for his homeland. Bismillah Khan has given many memorable performances both in India and abroad. So you will be surprised, children, that there is a auditorium in Iran named after him. It was a famous, internationally famous auditorium. It is located in Tehran, the capital of Iran. Ustad Bismillah Khan was also a true Indian. He never loved money. He always respected the spirit of India, and he is the symbol of the rich cultural heritage of India. So, though he was a very religious person, he was a Muslim, he was allowed to play the Sahanai every morning at the Kashi Vishwanath Temple of India. This shows his secular spirit. Ustad Bismillah Khan passed away on 21st August 2006 at the age of 90 after a prolonged illness. He was given a state funeral and the government of India declared one day of national mourning for him. So now children, the text is over. You can solve the question answers which are given in the paper that follows.